This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. International Women's Day is being celebrated across the globe today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended greetings to the people on the occasion of International Women's Day. In her message, President Murmu said, "International Women's Day is an occasion to honor the achievements of women power and the unique contribution to the country and society." President Murmu will preside over a national-level conference on Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi today to mark the occasion. The conference will be followed by a high-level panel discussion and three technical sessions. Minister of State for Women and Child Development, Annapurna Devi, will also be present at the event. Prime Minister Modi bowed to the women of the country on the occasion of International Women's Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the government has always worked for empowering women through various schemes and programs. He added that today, as he earlier promised, his social media properties will be taken over by women who are making a mark in diverse fields. Earlier, in his Mann Ki Baat address, Mr. Modi had encouraged women across India to share their inspiring life journeys on the Namo app open forum.
इस बार महिला दिवस पर मैं अपने सोशल मीडिया अकाउंट जैसे एक्स इंस्टाग्राम उनको देश की कुछ इंस्पायरिंग वुमेन को एक दिन के लिए सौंपने जा रहा हूँ. ऐसी वुमेन जिन्होंने अलग अलग क्षेत्रों में उपलब्धियां हासिल की हैं, इनोवेशन किया है, अलग अलग क्षेत्रों में अपनी एक अलग पहचान बनाई है. 8 मार्च को वो अपने कार्यों और अनुभवों को देशवासियों के साथ साझा करेंगी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be in Navsari district of Gujarat today to attend the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Vansi Borsi. Mr. Modi will disburse 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to more than 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups. Prime Minister will also facilitate 5 Lakhpati Didis with Lakhpati Didi certificates. Railways Ministry has said that there has been over 5-fold increase in women loco pilots in railways. Railways had been a male-dominated sector due to its difficult operational challenges. However, women have also entered the domains like loco pilot, station master, trackman, signal maintenance, guard and gangman. The present strength of women employees in railways is over 1 lakh, which is about 8.2% of the total strength of railways. The government has notified that nearly 225 crore Aadhaar authentication transactions were carried out last month. The Minister of Electronics and IT in a statement has said that around 43 crore eKYC transactions were made in February this year, marking 14% yearly growth. The ministry added that by the end of February this year, the total number of Aadhaar authentication transactions crossed over 14,000 crore, while total eKYC transactions have gone beyond 2,000 crore. Aadhaar-phase authentication transactions continue to get good traction, as around 13 crore Aadhaar-phase authentication transactions were carried out last month. U.S. President Donald Trump has said that he is strongly considering large-scale sanctions and tariffs on Russia until a ceasefire and peace deal with Ukraine are reached. Trump said that he was contemplating the move because Russia is absolutely pounding Ukraine on the battlefield right now. In chess, 18-year-old Indian Grandmaster Pranav Venkatesh dominated the FIDE World Junior Championship 2025 to claim the title in Montenegro last night. Pranav becomes the fourth Indian to win the World Junior title, following Vishwanathan Anand, Pentala Harikrishna and Abhijit Gupta. Akashwani News is celebrating International Women's Day in a unique way, with all English and Hindi news bulletins being presented by women news readers. This has started since midnight last night and will continue throughout the rest of the day today. During this period, all 45 main and hourly bulletins, as well as news magazine programs in English and Hindi, will be read by women news readers. The entire functioning of English and Hindi newsrooms today during the daytime today will also be handled by all women staff of News Services Division of Akashvani. And that is the end of this news bulletin. This bulletin was produced and compiled by an all-women team from the News Services Division of Akashvani to celebrate the International Women's Day.